This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, before we get into the meat and potatoes of this segment, because coming up, second segment, we're going to have Tatiana Whitlock and the final installment of the entire week of the Weaponized Woman, although I will be doing the Weaponized Woman as a regular segment, and we're going to get to that with a few of you in just a second. Then we're going to follow that up with Kit Cope and Lincoln Osiris. Lincoln is the owner-operator of Pipe Hitters Union, and Kit Cope is with Spikes Tactical. What I talked about last night, we're going to talk to them about that in the third hour. This is actually a third anniversary, and I was going to lead off with that, and it's going to be all nice and cuddly and warm. And instead, I get into the chat room. You know, I don't live in the chat room for the show website. And I've got these comments. Who cares about the weaponized woman? Like, really? Attractive women with guns. Another way to sail the show? And then you are a self-centered, narcissistic, lying, do anything. Do anything to better yourself. Piece of, and I'm going to presume that is excrement or the slang for it. So, you know, I'm looking at the vernacular that you're using, because I'm going to presume you're going to come back and listen in the chat room later, or maybe you just come in here and just make comments without even knowing what you're talking about. I think you're the same person. If you're not the same person, let's play the game where you're three individual morons instead of just one moron that doesn't know how to get, you know, the same guest number, because everybody that comes into my chat room gets assigned a random guest number, unless they personalize it, and, you know, that's nice, because then I know who it is. The regulars come in here. So, let me tell you something, you little hiding behind the internet anonymity coward punks. If you want it, you know, if you disagree with the content of the show, that's perfectly okay. As a matter of fact, call in and tell me about it. I believe it's 877-807-4048. Is that right? Okay. Call-in number is 877-807-4048. If you got something to say and you really want to get it out there and put it out in front of the entire audience and really embarrass me, if you think you can, then call into the show. Otherwise, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get with my webmaster, and I'm going to have this chat room spruced up a little bit, and I'm going to get it set up to where when you come in, I know who you are by your IP address, and I'm going to get things in place to mute you, to ban you, and to, you know, kick your comments out. I can play your stupid little game, too. As a matter of fact, I can play it better. And, you know, what am I supposed to be lying about? Tell me that. Or were you even talking to me? I've said many times I'm sort of narcissistic. How do you think I got the job? All of these introverted people get out there and say, I want to do radio, but I do want to talk on radio. Yeah, they don't get on radio. You got to be a little narcissistic. You got to have a little bit of an ego. And you got to have a little bit of courage. Which you three, or if you're one moron or three separate morons, it makes no matter to me. If you're little snowflakes and you take offense at what I got going on here, that's fine. I live in the real world. And at some point, the real world is going to collide with you. if you're just out here hating because of, you know, you don't like the content or something, that's fine too. That's fine. But you know what? Here's what I will tell you. I'm more of an adult. I'm more man than you are. And if you really want to cross up, if you want to come in here when this thing's happening versus coming in here, this is just like the call that was made to Pipe Hitters Union and to Spike's Tactical by Newsweek. They waited till they knew they were closed, and then they called looking for comment. And then they said, and then they put in the article, we called looking for a comment. That call was not returned. You scared little punks. I can just see you right now. You're in your mommy's basement. You're saving all of your money that you managed to scrape together out of the couch to go get that that mocha latte, whatever multisyllabic name for a cup of coffee that you get. And you're sitting around probably playing a video game. Call of Duty, maybe? When you grow up and get a job and own something, come back and tell me. Tell me the same thing if you feel the same way. But I couldn't care less what you say. Couldn't care less what you say. If you were to put yourself right here in front of me right now, if I didn't bust a gut laughing at you, I'd probably just dismember you and then say, oh, I'm sorry. We didn't even start this with some meaningful dialogue, did we? So anyway. So. In 46 minutes, 47 minutes, it will be 7 p.m., and it will be the exact third anniversary that I was stubbing out the last cigarette I would ever smoke, and then the dual Widowmakers kicked in, and now I was in a life-and-death situation. And for me this week, it's been bittersweet. To realize that this was the third year that I get to sit back and say I laughed in the face of death. But to all of you out there that have put up with all of the health issues that I've had, thank you. They still go on today to a certain degree. And they will probably go on until the day I die. And I will keep on fighting them because of the day... The last thing you're ever going to hear on this radio show will be something like this. And that will be when my head collides with the mic because I will die doing this show. But, you sit around and I look at my friend who killed himself this week. And I sit around and I have been there, you know. And I know it's apples and oranges, those two things. And I just try to fathom what... possibly could put a person in that position when I look at my granddaughters and when I talk to listeners of the show who actually spend a moment in the with me and listen to the show for more than 5 minutes. But to all of you out there that have stuck it out with me, thanks. Thank you very much. To the doctors and the nurses and everything that pulled me through, thanks a whole bunch. Don't really have the way to articulate what all that means to me, other than to look at these punks in my chat room and just realize that I really feel my best when I'm angry. I may need a little help. It's not that I'm a hater. It's just that I hate haters. Does that make me a hater? I don't know. It's almost like a double negative. Double positive? I don't know. Anyway. But just simply thanks. So that's all I have to say about that. Now we're coming up on the first break when we get back. We're going to talk about this supposed remark that Dick Durbin, the only one in the room that attributes this to Trump, is Dick Durbin, Democratic Senator from Illinois. What he said about countries that, aren't very nice in his opinion. This is Lock and Load.
chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Do I really have to... Faith No More, Midlife Crisis. I've always wanted to be a record spinner. Do I really have to explain Trump's strategy in reportedly... only according to Durbin, using a vulgar expression to describe countries from which he believes the United States is taking way too many immigrants. Most of you may already get it, But it is obvious that none of the Trump haters, the Democrats, the Never Trumps formerly regarded as conservative, and those who cling to the notion that civility is to be demanded only of Republicans has the faintest notion of the way they're being used. And by the way, your Messiah Obama called Libya a, he used the slang term for excrement, and he called it an excrement show in 2016 as he was headed out the door. You guys remember that? I do. Didn't take me long to look, remember that. I remembered hearing it, so I looked it up, and gosh, he sure did. If you've been watching cable news, which I don't, you've been getting this from somebody. In this case, it's the Associated Press, and they use bad language, too, in bluntly vulgar language. President Donald Trump questioned Thursday why the U.S. would accept more immigrants from Haiti and the blank countries in Africa rather than places like Norway, as he rejected a bipartisan immigration deal, according to people briefed on the extraordinary Oval Office conversation. See, that means it becomes a he said, she said sort of thing, although there's some other he saids that go against what Durbin is saying. They go on. Trump's contemptuous description of an entire continent startled lawmakers in the meeting and immediately revived charges that the president is a racist. The White House did not deny his remark, but issued a statement saying Trump supports immigration policies that welcome those who contribute to our society. Now, here the context is important. Trump's comments came as two senators presented details of a bipartisan compromise that would extend protections against deportation for hundreds of thousands of young immigrants and also strengthen border protections, as Trump has insisted. But Trump has said he did not use the bad word, but he did use tough language. The language, and he tweeted, the language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but this was not the language used. What was really tough was the outlandish proposal made, a big setback for DACA. I wasn't there and I don't know, but is what the word that he supposed, the SH word used in private, any worse than VP Biden privately, but near a live microphone calling Obamacare a big blanking deal? Both are vulgarisms stated in private that reach the public. And let me ask you this, and I'm completely serious here. I can't remember Reverend Manning's name, but he does the Atla something Methodist Church. This is a black minister, and he has. I've seen many of his things where he's out there talking about you can go to Europe and walk in a building that was made in the 9th century, and you can go to Brazil, you can go to Mexico, you can go all kinds of places and find ancient civilizations building still standing today. And in Africa, you can't find any of that. In Africa, you can't find any of that. And he points out that until the, I believe, the 16th century, Africa was pretty much left alone. So it was never a matter of being, you know, having been taken over or being invaded or anything else. Africa is a very underdeveloped country. Except for South Africa, which is, you know, fairly developed, but that's a modern city. There's no ruins there to speak of. So when you're out and with, you know, like with some of the refugees that we get from them, I fully understand why they would leave Africa. Just like I fully understand why they would leave Haiti. And that's the thing. These people, we hear about these people all the time. Tucker Carlson was talking about these people. They'll ride in the wheel well of a plane on a flight taking off in order to get out of their country to get here. Now, does that sound like a utopian, you know, ideal place to be? Does that sound like a picturesque, you know, oasis of just greatness? Where you're sitting right now, I want you to just say to yourself, I need to imagine to myself what sort of circumstance I'd find myself in where I would stow away on the wheel well of a jetliner. You're going to freeze. You're probably going to die due to lack of oxygen if you don't get crushed and if you don't fall out when they lower the gear at whatever, you know, altitude that they start lowering the gear. And yet this happens. In Mexico, they ride something called the train of death. And they literally ride on it. They're not in the train. They're on top of the train. They climb on any way they can. And children fall off of that train and get run over by the train all the time. Getting here versus where they're at. So, what should... And I heard one of the arguments right now. All of the countries that he was talking about are where brown people live. No, that has nothing to do with it. That really doesn't have anything to do with it. Trump has forced everyone whom he has outraged to repeat the words he wants to sink in with the public. So now the entire chattering class is now repeating that Haiti and some African countries and El Salvador and the other TPS abusers changing a visa explicitly labeled as temporary into a permanent one are bleep holes. The best examples comes from Trump's sworn enemy, Jim Acosta, who repeated the vulgarism in a raw state over and over again on live television. Jason, are you still there? Is it Mackenzie now? Oh my gosh, I'm on automatic pilot. But Trump is forcing the country to have a conversation about a topic that political correctness forbids, which countries and which cultures we want more of in the United States. And in this era, immigrants tend to maintain their old country culture because they have full access to the media from old countries, including TV channels and their native languages, because our ballots are often printed in scores of languages in big cities, and because ethnic enclaves exist where life could be led in the old country culture. Like the Somalis in Minneapolis, for example. But he's also forcing his opponents to argue for a position that is plainly untrue. No one can honestly say that Norway, the country Trump used as an example of a non-bleep hole country, is just as a desirable place to live and a culture to import here as Haiti. But then there's fanatics like Joan Walsh who are willing to beclown themselves by refusing to state that Haiti is not as desirable place to live as Norway. Rich Lowry from National Review asked her, where would you rather live, Norway or Haiti? And she said, it's none of your business, okay? I love it. So that's item number one. My question is, what difference does it make what language is out there? Are we not adults? I mean, didn't I come up in an era where sticks and stones can break your bones, but names can never hurt you? Where did that come from? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. If you order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the brotherhood.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I remember as a kid when I would watch Star Trek before they made the technological advances in filmmaking. Back in the '60s when it was new. Dr. McCoy had to get close to use his little gadgets on you. He couldn't just make a diagnosis on you from too far away. Now, of course, now that has changed with the, the little communicator they touch on the chest, and the next generation monitors all your vitals. Anyway, even then, though, the supposition was that a doctor needed to examine you firsthand, not observe you from a distance, like say on TV. Well, this did not constrain a Yale University psychology professor who called Trump mentally impaired. It also, while calling the president mentally impaired, it appears that the professor, Bandy Lee, lacks a valid license to practice psychiatry in her home state of Connecticut. Which, if you were driving a car and practicing driving without a license, you would get, there would be certain repercussions for that. I don't know what it should be if you're out there making this sort of a diagnosis. Mandy Lee made the headlines over the past few days when she made a diagnosis of the president as suffering from a mental impairment that would disqualify him from the highest office in the land. First things first, that's a sort of a general term. Like, he's crazy, okay? Exactly how is he crazy? Is he schizophrenic? Is he sociopathic? Psychotic? Does he think he's a girl? Does he think that he's General George Custer? Does he like to, imitate Curly from the Three Stooges in the Oval Office? Give me something besides mental impairment. I hazard a guess that some of the delusions that Professor Bandy Lee probably has with themselves may cause her to be labeled as mentally impaired. Following Lee's comments, the American Psychiatric Association, which is not staffed by people that any of us would call captains conservative, released a statement on Tuesday warning members of its profession to refrain from making public diagnoses of public figures like Trump without a proper medical exam. What you mean actually do it the way by the numbers, you know? The APA, without mentioning Bandy specifically, we at the APA call for an end to psychiatrists providing professional opinions in the media about public figures whom they have not examined, whether it be on cable news appearances, books, or in social media. Armchair psychiatry, or the use of psychiatry as a political tool, is the misuse of psychiatry and is unacceptable and unethical. Whoever wrote that, you need to hire some security. You need to learn how to be a gunfighter. They're not going to let you feel that way, just so you know. Lee and her colleague responded to the issue in a piece to Politico on Wednesday, in which they claimed it is perfectly okay to question the president's mental state because of their profession as psychiatrists. The professor who has met with lawmakers in Capitol Hill to talk about the issue is now facing scrutiny amid allegations that she's not licensed to practice psychology in Connecticut. Campus Reform reports that state records indicate that Bandy Lee's physician/surgeon license expired some 3 years ago, on May 31st, 2015. Now Bandy should maybe she should be practicing drive-through window technique. She's not licensed to do this anymore. Maybe she's gotten to that point where those who can do and those who can't teach, I don't know what it is. She does have an application for reinstatement that has been pending since March 31st, 2015. In addition to her pending physician's license, the professor's controlled substance registration for practitioner license is also lapsed, having expired last February. So that's an interesting little combo there, because she could prescribe drugs, but she wasn't a doctor. Which, don't we have a term for that? Don't we call that a pusher? So Lee responded to Campus Reform's inquiries, stating simply, "I only need one license." Which one? Which license? Fishing license? You know, what license are you talking about? She did not clarify precisely what license she has or in which state she's registered. And, Trump isn't mentally impaired, no matter what they want to say. I find it interesting, though, that this smacks of Bill Guy the Science Guy. Bill Nye was an engineer who played a scientist on a TV show for the kiddies to interest children into getting involved in science. He was never a scientist. He's never been a scientist. Now he's going around being Bill Nye the Science Guy because that's good for the climate change thing, you see. The plastic bottles, the six-packs that kill the fish and all that other stuff, the six-pack ringers, all those things combined, he's out there practicing climate science, and he gets, you know, quite angry when you disagree with him, which is for me, when I sit back and watch these guys sitting there getting angry, it's pretty funny. That impotence that shows through. But that's what it sounds like. It sounds like Bill Nye the Science Guy to me. It's like, you know, and here's the thing about being a medical professional. Being a medical professional means you are subjected to continuing education the entire time you're in the career. There's always something new coming out. So when you're out of the business for, you know, now going on 3 years, I don't know exactly what you have to go through to be recertified, but I would think it would be more than if you just maintained your license and you just continued your continuing education. But now, of course, she is a teacher, a professor. Which university is she a professor at? Yale. She's a psychology professor, which makes me wonder, do you not have to be licensed to practice psychology, to teach psychology? If anybody knows that, email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com and tell me that. Do you have to be licensed to practice psychology in order to teach psychology? And is she a psychologist or a psychiatrist? Because a psychologist and a psychiatrist are not the same thing. A psychiatrist is actually an MD, where I don't think a psychologist is. I know because I've crossed swords about that with other people before. And But she was chastised by the American Psychiatric Association. So I don't know what her... I would love to know what she was supposed to be. And can a psychiatrist teach psychology? Are the two disciplines that close together to where they can make that happen? And, you know, those witty leftists. And the thing about her statements and everything is she says, what does she say? When she gets in Politico, where did I lose that? I lost it somewhere. But they claim their profession is psychiatrists. So, okay, I guess maybe they were psychiatrists or I don't know. Getting out there and not being licensed to do it means you were. Which, that isn't, you know, you got no legs to stand on. And what are you basing that on? What is your evidence? What is his malady? What does he suffer from? How is he mentally impaired? You don't get to get out there and dislike him just because of his hair. I'm sorry. I know there's plenty to dislike about his hair. I have a few things that goes along with mine. But I don't know. I just find that whole thing ridiculous. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about two guys that want to be thugs. They couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag if it was wet and had two holes put in it. And they want to beat up the president. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now we had a sort of a undeclared detente over the pastime of the left of fantasizing violence against people on the right, against Trump, his supporters, you know, Republicans. That was because of the mass assassination attempt of GOP House members playing softball. And, you know, Steve Scalise is still recovering and in need of further surgery. But they're now back at their favorite pastime. And now they are offering their rabid anti, you know, rabid Trump and GOP hating supporters violent imagery applied to those whose politics they disapprove of, which is pretty funny considering what the brouhaha going on with Pipe Hitters Union and Spikes Tactical. Yesterday, a sitting governor slash close ally of pantsuit imagined himself in a presidential debate with President Trump and offered a fantasy of the violence he would use on a sitting president if his personal space were encroached upon. You would have to pick him up off the floor. Chris Matthews, the pervert who is being not touched by anybody at MSNBC, laughed at the image of a sitting president decked and knocked down to the floor and went on to use a negative stereotype about men of Irish extraction. You sound like an Irish-American politician. The media and the politician wings of the Democratic Party pretend to be outraged over Trump's lack of civility, but that's all a pose, because that's worked for them in the past. Now, McAuliffe's violent fantasy sharply contrasts with the civility demonstrated by Bush in the 2008 presidential debate with Al Gore when his personal space was invaded. Being utterly civil and gentlemanly got George W. Bush exactly nowhere with his foes. They trashed him, and the lack of response in kind led him to popularity and voter support so low that the country elected Barack Obama and a filibuster-proof Congress after 8 years of the Bush 43 presidency. But, listen, Democrats, keep going. Talking about it is fine. You're not going to get a chance to do it, McAuliffe. I don't care what you are sitting in any office. If you attack the president, you're going to be dealt with by the Secret Service, and they will deal with you. Chris Matthews, you're a pervert. You molest women. You know, I know that's the era you come from. I come from the era just right behind it, and somehow or other I missed that part where that was okay. But yet you're out there and you're doing all this laughing and all this other stuff, and you're indulging in your fantasy also to see Trump get hurt physically and everything else, and that's all it's ever going to be for you guys, because you guys are all talk. You're all talk. But this is how you get more Trump. Keep it up. Keep it up. This is exactly how you get more Trump. That's the problem. You guys don't get it. You seem to think that you can continue to double down and say the things that you say whenever you say it, as often as you want to say it. Here we go. I got somebody in the chat room. You have to have a doctoral degree to practice psychology, but you only have to be licensed to teach psychology. So that's interesting. But what if you were a psychiatrist? Does a psychiatrist practice psychology and psychiatry? But you have to be a doctor to practice psychology. Okay. I didn't think you had to have that, but I stand corrected. Thank you very much, Ninja. That was good of you. And you're gone. You're gone before I could even thank you. Oh, Ninjas, you just jump all over the place, don't you? Anyway, back to the fantasy show. Fantasizing about violence and doing violence to people is a problem. You are mentally impaired. If that's where you go, and this is the thing about McAuliffe and Chris Matthews and all these people, they don't know the nature of violence. They don't know what real violence is. They've never seen it. They've read about it. They've talked about it. But they don't know anything about it. They don't know anything about what that feels like to be in the presence of, what it feels like to have it done to you, what it feels like to be doing it to them. Armchair quarterbacks all. Now, earlier I said, but that's how you get more Trump. Keep talking that way. You're just hanging yourselves doing it. Keep talking. Earlier I said that there are some senators in this meeting with Trump that said he did not say bad words about Haiti. Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue, both Republicans from Arkansas and Georgia, respectively, commented Friday on their immigration meeting with President Trump, responding to reports that he referred to countries like Haiti as a blank hole type of country. They say they do not recall Trump saying those comments. They said President Trump brought everyone to the table this week and listened to both sides. But regrettably, it seems that not everyone is committed to negotiating in good faith, they said in a statement. In regards to Senator Durbin's accusation, we do not recall the president saying those comments specifically, but what he did call out was the imbalance in our current immigration system, which does not protect American workers and our national interest. We, along with the president, are committed to solving an issue many in Congress have failed to deliver on for decades. Trump denied it on, I've already talked about his Twitter, his Twitter account. Senators Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham, both from South Carolina, said the comments were basically accurate. And Dick Durbin was also in the meeting, and he claimed that Trump did use the vulgar terminology in the meeting. It is not true, Durbin said, of Trump's defensive tweets. He said these hate-filled things, and he said them repeatedly. I don't know what it means. Is Graham and Scott saying that he said it? I think they were saying he said. I don't know. I don't know what they're saying here. Here's the thing, though. Once again, back to terminology. Are we doing a kindergarten class here? Does anybody vacation in Haiti? Does anybody go to El Salvador for vacation? I mean, you may, and I may not know about them. That's fine if I don't know about it. I mean, please tell me, and I'd love to know about it, and I'd love to know why. If El Salvador is such a great place to be, why is MS-13 leaving it? Don't they already have it pretty much sewed up? If Haiti is so great, how come these TPS people have been here for years? El Salvadorans who have been here for nearly 20 years, and their TPS as well, that's not temporary. 20 years is not temporary. And plus, you get 2 years to get yourself out of there, head back, which you'll probably vanish in that amount of time. So, so much for the honor system. What Trump has done here, though, is he has taken the commentary where we're out there trying to talk about the children and the people who've run from the strife and everything else. And what he's out there saying is he's saying, why can't we have the brightest? Why don't we pick the brightest and the best to come here? We can still be compassionate. There's no reason not to. That's what he has been dangling in front of the Democrats. He's been saying, I'll give you DACA for a wall. This is a businessman. He's out there saying, I'll give you DACA for a wall. I wanted to see how DACA was going to work. You're talking, what, 800,000 people that have been here 20 years, 30 years in some cases. So he's willing to give over the art of the deal, you know. Now what's happening is he's out there saying, well, DACA is not going to happen. I'm not going to do that then. And this, in right now, like I said earlier, everybody's focused on the fact that if he did say that, they're focused on the fact that he said it. They're not looking at the substance of what he said, just at his descriptive nature, which is that's a very well-known tactic. Everybody out there that's dancing on this string, you look like an idiot. You look like an absolute idiot. Getting out there and calling a country anything, calling me anything. And often Democrats do call Republicans and conservatives all manner of things. And I'm supposed to just take it because that's the civil thing to do. It's the polite thing to do. While you guys fantasize about putting the president of the United States that I voted for in a, you know, half Nelson and then beating him to death till he's decked. Sure thing. I'll be sure and get right on that. Coming up next is going to be the final installment of this week's The Week of the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, Juliana Crowder, and Robin Sandoval of A Girl with a Gun, agirlandagun.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.